Ho, ho, ho! Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. How about us? How close to success are we in many times in our life, and we give up and we don't realize it. We never realize it. Someone else comes along and runs the same proposition, and they are a wonderful success at it because they continue with perseverance, with persistency. They continue believing in themselves. They continue believing in whatever it is that they're working on. And that's what success is all about. Success is about you or me believing in what we are working on, believing in what we are thinking, believing in ourselves. That's what success really is. Success is the fulfillment of that. And the fulfillment of that comes with persistence, believing in ourselves. We are divine beings, whether we like it or not. We are divine beings. And as divine beings, we have the ability to do and achieve anything that comes to our consciousness to think about. No thought could come to our consciousness unless it was not ready to be realized in our life. Now that's a big point. It's ready to be realized in our life. Not that it doesn't already exist, because it does. It already exists, or else we couldn't think about the thought. It already exists, or we could not think about the thought. That's an important point. Now, since it already exists, and we are thinking about it, we are the ones who are going to reveal it in our life in some fabulous, beautiful, fantastic manner. Now, the manner in which we reveal it is our unique manner. Are we going to reveal it because we are a great mathematician, or are we going to reveal it because we're a musician, or a poet, or a painter, or because we are a father, or because we are a mother, or because we are a teacher? Are we going to reveal it because it is our life work? Are we going to go in the garden and plant a flower? Just take the seed and put it in the ground. Are we going to gently put it in the ground? Are we going to fertilize it and water it so that it can grow glorious and beautiful to see? Well, any idea we have is the same way. We take the idea, first believing that from the seed a flower will grow, okay? First believing that from the idea, the desire that we have, which we wish to make a success, that will function. And basically, that's a pre-drawn conclusion. We do believe, or else we wouldn't even start. Okay, so now let's nurture that seed, that idea of success. Nurture it with loving thoughts. You're such a great idea. You're such a wonderful idea. Speak to the idea. Speak to the concept that you have. Whatever that concept may be, if I put any thoughts into our mind of what a concept it may be, we will not study it for ourselves. So take whatever thought you have and you'd like to make a success and nurture it. Tell it how wonderful that thought is, what a great and beautiful thought that is, and what a worthwhile thought that is, you know? And as you do, then you feel good about the thought. You just feel so good about it. And then you want to pour a little love on it. That's the water. You pour a little love on it, maybe a lot of love. Don't overdo it. Just say, I love you, I love you, I love you. You're a great idea. I know that that idea is revealed in me now. It is revealed in me now. It is revealed in me now. And as we know this, and as we believe this, and as we are this, watch it happen. It is so exciting. It is so exciting. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. You see, a lot of times we stop and we give up, and oftentimes we even go away. And when we're gone, the idea blossoms. Oh, it might come up in somebody else's mind. It might come up in somebody else's life. Or it might just come up because we nurtured it and we prepared it and we loved it so much. but we didn't love it to the end, to the belief that it does function, to the belief that it does work, that it is wonderful, that it's beautiful, it's fantastic, it's glorious. Take that thought now. Nurture it, love it, bless it. Take that dream, that idea that you would like it to be a success. Put it into practice for yourself. Put it into process. Let it be. Don't manipulate it. Just see it done. And then as you see it done, you will be guided by your intuition to do all those things that will make ready for it in your life. You will do all those things that will reveal it in your life. You'll do all those things that are fantastic. Take these thoughts, take these dreams, take these visions of yourself, and watch how they bring forth a miracle in your life, far more beautiful than anything you could have ever imagined. Yes, many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up, because they put most of the points in motion to be a success, and then what happens? Then they let someone else bring forth the idea. And we don't need to do that, because we are all geniuses. We are all divine. We all work on the principle of the law of cause and effect. We all realize these things are who we are and what we are. Get excited about your idea. Get excited about your dreams for success. And you can work on a lot of them at once if you're a very dynamic person. But most people are most successful when they take one beautiful concept at a time and manifest it. One beautiful idea at a time. Because then all their intuition, all their enthusiasm, all their genius, all their nurturing, all their loving is upon that one concept, and it is fulfilled. Let that be your fulfillment today, because you're worth it. Have a lovely day and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.